Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen along with HealthLink on Air producer Steve Marks. Hey, you know, Steve, you and I are always talking about how we can get ourselves off the couch
right. And
going and doing some real exercise. And I thought, you know, who do I know that really is an exercise expert? And that's Dr.
Right here
Rich
with
O'Neill.
Us. Yes.
So I asked him to join us today to help us understand. I mean, how do we get off the couch?
That's a great question, Linda, and I'll tell you how it worked for me. Oh, probably 15 years ago, I was having back trouble. And I had trouble tying my shoes and, you know, doing anything with my back. I was miserable. And I read a little bit, and I found out that if you walked, that helped your back. So I thought, and I'm very sedentary. I sit a lot in the office. So I thought, okay, so I'm going to start walking. So I had a goal, which was getting rid of my back pain and getting back in shape.
Right.
And then I found something that was tolerable for me. I was already doing it. I was already walking. I was willing to walk a little bit more. So one thing to do is pick something that is connected with your goal. You have a goal in mind, and you're willing to do this. It's not going to be a big stretch. It's going to be just get you started.
So you're saying that you really don't have to have always been someone who's exercised. I mean, it sounds like you weren't. You weren't doing this kind of thing until you really had a need.
Yeah, well, I want to reframe that. We've all always been exercising. We walk. We move.
Oh, all right.
We do. That's exercise.
Yeah.
And all you need to do to become a workout person is walk more. You know, most people think if you brisk walk 10 minutes a day, it reduces your risk of heart disease by
30%. See, I think that's a good point because to me, there's a couple of brick walls
yes.
that people run into.
Yes.
And the first one is the obvious one. It's getting started.
Yeah.
And so I have a tendency, and I've done this a number of times throughout my life, said, starting this Monday, I'm really
right.
going to start.
It's
and then
that,
Monday
it's,
comes
yeah.
and you're just, it's not a good day for it. You know,
yeah.
I've got this, I've got that.
Yeah.
And so you know what? I'm going to start tomorrow. And then by Thursday, you're saying next Monday, I'm definitely going to start.
Well, it is.
Sounds
it,
like a
the research
story.
Shows, Steve, that if you set a start date, you're actually more likely to do it. But as you're talking about it, you're pointing out one of the other things that gets in the way, which is I've got this, I've got that. We don't put it in our schedule.
Right.
You need the space and the time, and if you need equipment, you got to get the equipment. So you need some shoes to walk with, for instance, but you need space and time. So you got to put that in your schedule
right.
until it becomes just a regular part of your life, which for me it is now. But
well, that brings up my second brick wall, which
uh-huh.
I think comes about the third or fourth day
yes.
of trying this new regimen, whatever
yes.
it's going to
yes.
be. When it really is probably the most painful. I mean, the first couple of days, you kind of expect it.
Yeah.
By the third or fourth day, it's easy to say, you know what,
let's talk about the pain, which is if you have to expect a little bit of soreness,
right.
maybe, and especially the second day after your workout. But you're probably doing too much too soon.
Right.
In which case, you got to ratchet it back. You want to start with something that's almost not noticeable that you're increasing. You don't want to start off, you haven't been running, jogging. You don't want to start off jogging an hour. You'll kill yourself.
Yeah.
It'll be awful.
Yeah.
So you want to do something that's just a little bit of an increase. And then it won't be painful.
Right.
What's interesting is that I hear this is kind of the universal point that you're making is mm-hmm. one, don't bite off more than you can
yes,
chew.
Right. Exactly.
And two, make it extremely incremental. In other words, don't set a goal. Don't do something that's
yes.
so out of character for you
yes.
that you're basically putting up walls before you start.
Too big a difference
right.
and we can't take it in
right.
and we can't
yeah.
sustain it. Yeah. Now, people who train for marathons, you know what they do now? They tell people who are already running, listen, if you want to run a marathon and you can run 4 minutes, add 1 minute a week.
Right.
1 minute. And then the next week, add another minute. Add another. And put in between the two extra minutes,
right.
put a minute
because
of walking in there.
Because what happens if you run a marathon the first day that you decide, I'm going to start running marathons.
Right. You're never going to.
That'll be the last time you run a marathon.
You're dead in the water.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And then how do you sustain it, though? I guess the bigger question, and you pointed to this
yeah.
as being, you say it's now part of my regimen.
Yeah.
It's also part of my, you know, habit. And
yeah.
that whole concept of what makes something a habit.
Well,
where does the positive reinforcement come from? Because you need to, it has to feed you in some
exactly.
way.
Exactly. You want to link it to something that feels like I'm really invested in this.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I want to do. And then keep track. If you keep track. So I don't know, for me, like for me now, getting faster when I run is very motivating. So I run and I do hard things to get fast. You know, I'll tolerate doing a hard workout because I can look in my running log. So I keep track in my log every day what I run, and I notice, oh, this week I'm a little bit faster than I was a month ago.
So in effect, you're rewarding yourself in
just
some way.
Just by keeping track.
That's your reward.
That's my reward. But so you want to find one that works for you.
Right. And you also said in the beginning that maybe the remission of pain was part of the reward. So something has to basically give you your jollies. Yes. Otherwise, you're not going to keep doing
it. Exactly.
There's
I have
no
a little phrase.
You're going to feel better.
Yes, you know? You will definitely feel better. But you want to keep track of. So like I kept track of all sorts of things. Like my heart rate dropped. My blood pressure dropped. I was able to walk further. I was able to run further. I was, you know, all sorts
tangible
of things.
Tangible things.
Tangible things. And I had this little expression. It's not no pain, no gains, no pleasure, no treasure.
Mm,
if you don't enjoy
it,
if you don't find a way to link it to your pleasure, you're
not going
to keep going.
Sounds great. Well, thanks, Rich.
Yeah.
Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.